welcome to this episode of Books Aloud. The following story, The Lost Cows of Carpety, is written by Michael Perrier, illustrated by Susan Wildblood, and is narrated by Carpety Mayor Janet Holborough.
The Lost Cows of Carpety by Michael Perrier. Late one night, there was a terrible storm. Lightning flashed and thunder crashed, and wind roared all around the Carpety coast. Out on a farm in Tauhara, a herd of milking cows were so frightened by the terrifying storm that they ran straight through a fence and into the next paddock. The young cows, called heifers, were scared too, so they followed the older cows. But they didn't stop. They ran through the herd of milking cows, crashed through three more fences, and escaped onto the road. The storm raged on and on. It was so dark that the frightened heifers didn't know where they were going. They ran all the way to the sea and onto the sandy beach. Turning south, they kept running all through the dark night. In the morning, the heifers found themselves at the Waikanae estuary. They had travelled 8 kilometres overnight. A local man called Carl was on beach patrol, and he was very surprised to see a herd of heifers on the beach. He rang Arnie, the animal control officer, and together they herded the tired heifers into a narrow strip of land. This area had been planted 8 months ago by the Waikanae Estuary Care Group, a team of local volunteers. The hungry heifers started to eat the native plants. And they left poo all over them too. The heifers were safe for now, but where had they come from? Who did they belong to? Luckily, they all had ear tags, so Arnie used the tag numbers to track down their owner. Kerry, the farmer from Tauhara, was still in bed when his phone rang. "They can't be my heifers," he said. "Mine are in the middle of my farm, far away from the sea." But when he looked outside, he saw that some of his fences were broken and all of his heifers were missing. Farmer Kerry knew that it was not going to be easy to herd 42 young heifers all the way back home, so he asked some friends to help him out. Soon they were all on their way to Waikanae, 5 people, 2 quad bikes, a dog and a ute. The only way home was back the way they'd come, along the beach. The heifers followed 1 quad bike down the beach with another quad bike behind them, while the ute drove ahead to block off the side roads. By that time, the tide had come in and the wind was still strong. Waves crashed up onto the beach into the dunes, leaving only a narrow strip for the heifers to walk along. Then, out of the foamy sea, came an unexpected surprise. 8 seals and their pups had come onto the beach to shelter from the storm. The young heifers had never seen a seal before, and the seals had never seen a cow before. The terrified heifers ran into the sea, but the waves washed the sand out from under their hooves, and some of them fell over in the water. Once they were past the seals, the heifers kept walking back to the farm. By late afternoon, they were very tired and walked slowly with their heads hanging low. An angry lady saw them and rushed over to tell Farmer Kerry off.
"Get those cows off our beach," she shouted, "or I will ring the police."
As Farmer Kerry explained that it was a rescue effort, his exhausted heifers walked on and on towards home. What a relief it was for everyone when the heifers were finally back in their home paddock. Farmer Kerry knew that his friends were very tired, so he went to the local shop and bought pies for everyone who'd helped him out. This story has a happy ending thanks to all the people who lent a hand, especially Arnie, the animal control officer. The Waikanae Estuary Care Group even thanked Farmer Carey's heifers for pruning their plants and for donating all that free cow poo fertiliser.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.